This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 14th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump today threatened to pull assistance for Argentina if the nation's internal politics don't go the United States way in its upcoming elections. The comments came during a meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei, whose country is set to hold midterm elections for its legislative body later this month. Milei's opponent is said to be extremely far left. Trump warned that the United States wouldn't waste our time with Buenos Aires if Milei doesn't prevail. Trump stressed that the $20 billion assistance to Argentina was about helping our neighbors. Calling China's decision not to buy soybeans from American farmers purposeful and economically hostile, Trump said on his social media account that the administration was considering terminating business with China having to do with cooking oil and other elements of trade. He called it retribution. Trump said, quote, "We can easily produce cooking oil ourselves. We don't need to purchase it from China." Cooking oil is just the latest salvo in the escalating tensions between the two sides. U.S. and China officials at the senior staff level talked yesterday following a flare-up in trade tensions between the two geopolitical rivals from last week and through the weekend. Last week, Beijing unveiled sweeping export controls on rare earth minerals, prompting President Trump to threaten 100% tariffs on China on top of the average effective tariffs of 55% that are already in place. Now, some analysts are speculating that the escalating trade conflict between the two sides could mean that soybeans may be falling as a priority in any talks that might occur between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, between rare earth metal trade, new vessels and port taxes, and TikTok. November 1st is the deadline given by Trump on his Truth Social account for imposing a new 100% tariff on Chinese imports. That APEC meeting in South Korea happens to end the same day. The National Farmers Union today sent letters to President Trump and congressional leaders urging immediate action to provide economic relief for family farmers and ranchers facing worsening financial conditions. NFU emphasized that aid should reach family farm operations that need it most and for parallel efforts to rebuild fair markets and curb corporate consolidation in agriculture. Farmers Union President Rob LaRue in a statement said, quote, "Family farmers and ranchers face severe economic challenges and a deepening crisis if they do not receive immediate assistance. Recently enacted trade policies and the resulting actions by other countries wreaked havoc on our markets, driving commodity prices far below the cost of production. Input costs are projected to reach record levels this year." Stress levels, LaRue says, are high among farmers, reflected in the rising number of farm bankruptcy filings across the country. The Department of State continues to see the Feed the Future program as invaluable, even though many of the labs are sitting idle following a stop work order and grant terminations. However, AgriPulse has told the administration could restart those programs as soon as this year. More than a dozen innovation labs under the Feed the Future initiative have been in limbo since the administration froze foreign assistance earlier this year. Just over a year after the Tyson Pork Plant closed its doors in Perry, Iowa, JBS Foods USDA broke ground for a $135 million sausage processing facility plant in the city. It's expected to be up and running in the fall of 26 and will employ 500 people once it's running a double shift. The plant will produce 130 million pounds of product annually, running at full capacity. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.